From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, Maria Von Trapp, climb my mountain, and the Bills are alive with the Sound of Music. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Great to be back with you. Great show for you this week. Later on, we're going to be talking to Raphael Bob Waxberg. He is the creator of the hilarious Netflix show BoJack Horseman. But first, we took a little break, as you might know, and we thought we should probably summarize the news that happened during our 2 weeks off. Basically, night fell across the land, leading some to believe that the world was ending, that our time here was over, that there was nothing left for us but darkness, fear, and ruin. And also, there was an eclipse. But enough dwelling on the past. If you'd like to answer questions about this week's news, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you were on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sasha calling from Los Angeles.
Hey, Sasha, how are things in L.A.?
Hot, very, very hot.
Yeah, well, that's how it's going to be from now on. So what do you do in L.A.? Are you part of the business of entertainment?
Yeah, I'm a professional organizer with Clutter for clients, and I also have a nonprofit where we teach improvisation to youth through music and dance.
Well, that's really awesome, and that's a very sort of L.A. life.
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome to the show, Sasha. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, it is a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher and the co-host of the new podcast Live from the Poundstone Institute. It's Adam Felber.
Hey, Sasha.
Next is the feature writer for the style section of the Washington Post, Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Sasha.
Hi.
And finally, a correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and host of the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation, Saturday mornings on CBS, it's Mo Rocca.
Hi, Sasha.
So, Sasha, welcome to our show. You're going to, of course, play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, identify or explain two of them. Do that. You'll win our prize, the voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle, on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first quote.
What a crowd. What a turnout.
That was the president of the United States talking about the enthusiastic crowds that showed up to help him celebrate what?
The tropical storm Harvey.
Yes, indeed. There to celebrate the disastrous floods in Texas. As an enormous, lethal hurricane bore down on the country's fourth most populous city, everybody wondered one thing: how bad would the president screw this up? Hurricanes are not hard for presidents. You meet some survivors, you make a sad face, you hug them, you go to the shower in Air Force One to wash off the smell of the disadvantage. It's easy. But this is President Trump. This is the guy who cannot figure out how to condemn Nazis. Was he gonna say, well, there was drowning on both sides? He did fine.
Trump did give $1 million, but yeah, we all still like Sandra Bullock better.
I will say he pledged $1 million.
I feel like
we've been down that road before.
Right.
Yeah.
That check. That guy's got the most complicated mailbox in the business.
It's true.
But somehow the victims are going to end up paying.
But, you know, I was thinking, yeah, and I'm going to make the storm pay for it. I was thinking that after Arizona, where he didn't really fill the arena he said he filled,
yeah,
I think hurricanes, don't give him any ideas because it presents a real opportunity. You know, let global warming continue as the water rises. You want crowds, you just stand on the high ground.
It's true. They'll come to
they
you.
They will show up eventually.
Yeah. But he seems...
Yeah, listen to that. It is too soon. You're right. No, you're right. You're right this time.
He seemed to almost like enjoy it. He said, quote, wow, quote, floods are the unprecedented historic rainfall, unquote. He was so excited. Can you imagine if like Noah acted like this? Flood's going to be huge, going to destroy the earth.
His hurricane is bigger than any hurricane that Obama had.
It's true.
Well, you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit because, like, one of his most common, underratedly common phrases is like the world has never seen.
That's true.
Everything is like the world has never seen. He finally got something that's like the world has never seen.
Yeah.
It's an 1,000-year event, and he got it.
So, all right, good. So Gorsuch and the hurricane.
Right. That's what he's gotten. Sasha, your next quote is coming from somebody who was reflecting on being fired from his prominent White House job.
I feel jacked up. Now I'm free. I've got my hands back on my weapons.
So who was finally feeling free and combative now that he was no longer officially at the White House?
Bannon.
Steve Bannon. Yes, very good, Sasha. When the president moved into the White House back in January, he brought along Steve Bannon, who people thought was at first a weird kind of growth on the president's torso. But then they realized it was capable of independent movement. Since that day, Steve Bannon became famous for being the president's conscience, reminding him of all the promises he had made to his base, kind of like a Nazi Jiminy Cricket.
Wow. Wait, what's Jiminy Cricket's big song? When You Wish Upon a Star.
When You Wish Upon a Star, yes.
When you, okay, wow. All right. Okay. The Nazi joke stops there.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Sorry.
It makes every difference who you are. Yeah.
But Bannon was ejected from the White House a couple of weeks ago. I know you're worried about Steve Bannon and his life now that he's unemployed. Don't worry about it. He's apparently, and this is true, he's out of the White House. He is having the time of his life. He is working out, according to sources.
Wow.
Yes. Imagine that thing sweating.
Yeah.
He is even...
What is he doing? Is he using heavier bourbon bottles now?
One in each hand.
He's the next Bachelor.
Yeah. He even...
If he's working out, why do you think he left? He's the next Bachelor. It definitely is. Ratings will spike. I'll watch that.
He's even, according to one report we read...
Maybe I'm Dancing with the Czars.
No, his favorite reality show is, of course, The Amazing Race.
Yes!
So you think you can goose step.
Yes. He even, according to one report, started a juice cleanse. He was really excited, though. Then he found out it wasn't a juice cleanse.
Jeez.
Here, Sasha, is your last quote.
So now, Whole Foods won't cost me an arm and a leg. It will just cost me an arm or a leg. Nice.
That was a man named Bill West celebrating, sort of, the lower prices at Whole Foods thanks to its takeover by what company?
Amazon.
Yes, Amazon. This is the week when the new Amazon-owned Whole Foods rolled out. Customers went into stores to find prices lowered to the point where they were merely ridiculous.
Alexa, why does this avocado cost $30?
I can't help you with that, Mo.
I can only say that Amazon, owned by Jeff Bezos, owner of the Washington Post, has made yet another brilliant retailing move that will revolutionize the way Americans shop for groceries.
Apparently, they're going to use some of their retailing techniques at Whole Foods, especially including data. They're going to track what you're shopping for. So it'll work just like Amazon.com. You walk into a Whole Foods, you pick up, say, a kiwi fruit, you change your mind, you put it down, and then employees will follow you around going, well, what about this papaya?
You may also like this nectarine. Yeah.
Apparently, this is true. It's what they don't care about selling you groceries. They care about gathering data on you.
That's their thing.
That's their thing. Yeah. So, instead of some cashier rolling her eyes at you because of your dumb purchases, it'll be Amazon. It'll be like, we see you bought quinoa and kale. Would you like something you're actually going to eat? Bill, how did Sasha do in our quiz?
She did perfectly. She got them all right. 3-0.
Congratulations, Sasha. Well done, and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long, I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man,